Praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you that you came to give us eternal life. And Lord, that when we believe in you, that eternal life starts. Thank you, Lord. Open our ears, God, to hear what you'd have us to know today. And Lord, just bless us as we grow closer to you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. A little over a week ago, I was wondering. I thought, wouldn't it have been wonderful if I could have grown up in Nazareth at the same time Jesus was growing up? You ever thought of that? You know, if we would be the same age, live next door, and how it would be if I could be his best friend. Wow. But as I thought about that, I thought, you know, Nazareth was not such an easy place to live when Jesus was growing up. They had to carry their own water. They didn't have nice showers, and they didn't have good stoves, and they didn't have all the conveniences of today. And then Jesus was in a different spot spiritually than I would have been in. And maybe things wouldn't have been the same. And then as I began to think of it, I thought, you know, none of his childhood friends are mentioned in the Bible. Well, there's one that's possibly mentioned, and that was when Jesus began his ministry. He went to, his family was invited to the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And Cana was just 2 miles down the hill from Nazareth. So Jesus could have grown up with those people, that young couple that got married. He could have known them. But their names are not mentioned in the Bible. All it says is that Jesus went to the wedding. And what is mentioned is that he performed his first public miracle there by turning water into wine. None of those people in Nazareth became his disciples. They're not mentioned. So then I began to think, well, hey, wouldn't it have been wonderful if I could have been one of his disciples, one of the 12, and then I could have been his best friend? Well, he did have an inner circle. He had Peter, James, and John. They were right there closest to him of the 12. And then as I began to think about it, I thought, well, hey, life wasn't so easy back then either. There was a time when Jesus went to Capernaum and he healed a lot of people there. And as he was leaving, the crowd was following him. And he told his disciples, we got to get in the boat and go to the other side. But the Bible says a scribe walked up to him and said, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus gave him a real funny answer. Because Jesus knows what's on the heart of people. You see, that scribe had just seen Jesus heal all these people, all these miracles. And he thought, man, this might be a good thing to get in on. But the answer Jesus gave him was, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And there is no more mention of that scribe in the Bible. Because I don't think he wanted a tough life of sleeping outdoors and not knowing where he'd get his next meal or where he'd lay his head. And so I thought, you know, to be one of Jesus' 12 disciples would have been a tough life. Would have been wonderful to be close to him, but a hard life. And then one of his 3 inner circle, James, was killed with the sword shortly after the resurrection. Here he'd spent a little over 3 years with Jesus, only to die, to be killed and have that ministry taken away. And yet, then the church began to grow after that. And Peter, who was very close to Jesus, kept getting in trouble with all the Christians and the Jews because of all the decisions he was making, and they didn't like it. Not such an easy life. And John, he was imprisoned on an island in Patmos and lived quite a while, but lived as a prisoner. Not an easy life. So as I began to think about being the best friend to Jesus, I thought, well, wait a minute. I can be his best friend now. You can be his best friend now. When we believe in him, we are already his friend. He's called us friends. But Job, Garrett, if you'd give me that Bible verse from Job. You see, Jesus did not want me living back 2,000 years ago in Nazareth, nor did he want you there. Jesus didn't create me to be one of the 12 disciples. But Job said, our days are determined. God knows when he wants to create us. And the number of our months is with God. And God has appointed his limits, people's limits, that we cannot pass. God has a time and a place for all of us. And our time and place was to be here now in 2017 in northwestern Wisconsin. That's where God has called us, and that's where God has placed us. There's a little saying that goes, grow where you are planted. And God has put us here for now. And I can be his best friend. And you can be his best friend. Now, the choice is ours, and it's the changes that I have to make and not that he makes, because he loves us all equally. But if I want to be his best friend, I have to live like his best friend. I have to choose what I'm going to do, just like we all do. So what does it take to be a best friend to someone? Well, think about your best friend. Kobe introduced me to one of his best friends today, to Craig. Craig is here visiting with Kobe today. You know, best friends are good to each other. Best friends help each other. Best friends say kind things to each other, unless they step out of line, but they still love each other, and they're still good to each other. Jesus said in his word today, you are my friends if you do what I command you. And what did he command us to do? Love one another. Love one another. Follow his commandments, the Ten Commandments. Live for him. Talk to him. Develop a relationship with him. Kobe and Craig could not be good friends unless they kept the lines of communication open. Otherwise friendship drifts away. If we don't keep the lines of communication open with Jesus, we're still saved if we believe in him. But that close tightness begins to drift apart. Just like that scribe, he only wanted to be with Jesus because he saw those miracles. Jesus wants us to have a close relationship with him. One where we follow his word in the Bible, keep it, do his word, and love him and love one another. He's called us here at this place, at this time, and I can choose how close I want to be with him. He will be as close to me as I want to be to him. That's the free will that he's given to all of us. I want to sing a song for you now. It's a song that I wrote 8-9 years ago. It's called Walk with God, and it's about these people in the Bible and how their relationship was with God. They followed his word. They believed his word. They listened to his word. They saw his miracles because they were close to him. And so here it is, Walk with God. I just want to live for Jesus, do the works that he pleases, just like the disciples long ago. I just want to live for Jesus, serve my Lord as he pleases, just like the disciples long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like the disciples long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like the disciples long ago. I just want to pray for others, preach the word to my brothers, just like Peter long ago. I just want to pray for others, preach the word to my brothers, just like Peter long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Peter long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Peter long ago. I just want to obey my Lord, live according to my God's word, just like Elijah long ago. I just want to obey my Lord, live according to my God's word, just like Elijah long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Elijah long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Elijah long ago. I just want my ears to be open to hear God's word when it is spoken, just like Samuel long ago. I just want my ears to be open to hear God's word when it is spoken, just like Samuel long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Samuel long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Samuel long ago. I just want my eyes to see God's angels surrounding me, just like Elisha long ago. I just want my eyes to see God's angels surrounding me, just like Elisha long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Elisha long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Elisha long ago. I just want to pray each day, no matter what other people say, just like Daniel long ago. I just want to pray each day, no matter what other people say, just like Daniel long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Daniel long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Daniel long ago. I just want to serve the Father, live my life for His pleasure, just like Jesus long ago. I just want to serve the Father, live my life for His pleasure, just like Jesus long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Jesus long ago. Walk with God, talk with God, just like Jesus long ago. Amen. Thank you. Well, that's what it takes for us to grow closer to Him. Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Obey Him. Love one another. Even the people that are hard to love. Because they can't help it. They really can't. They grew up that way. Love them anyway. And watch what's going to happen. Jesus is with us. Praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You that You are with us, that we are Your friends. And Lord, help each and every one of us here to live our life, as Your best friend. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.